Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome into the Couch Potato Sports Show for our coverage of Champions Indoor Football as your Texas Revolution are at home to take on the San Angelo Bandits live from the Allen Event Center in Allen, Texas. Here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and your Texas Revolution Radio Network. And now it's time for the pregame show. All right, good evening, everybody. Welcome into the Couch Potato Sports. It's me, Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports radio, bringing you coverage of Champions Indoor Football and your Texas Revolution. As the Revolution make their way back home, they took a loss last week, as we know, as the Revolution were on the road and they took a bad loss. Let's just be honest. It was a bad loss for the Texas Revolution last week in San Angelo, as we traveled on down there, the 4.5-hour hike down there, and to see former head coach of the Texas Revolution, Wendell Davis, and the San Angelo Bandits. It was one of those games where the Revolution, it just started off immediately, as the Texas Revolution could not get off of the snide right away, as the first play of the game was a kickoff return for a touchdown for the Bandits after the Revolution won the toss. So, needless to say, that wasn't definitely the type of result they wanted on the first play of the game, and it just really started with that play, as the Texas Revolution had a hard time getting going in that game. So as the Revolution now are moving into the rest of this season, it is really crunch time. I was doing an interview with the San Angelo Bandits radio guy, and he asked me a pretty interesting question, and he asked that are the Texas Revolution looking for revenge? And folks, I'm going to tell you something. They're not looking for revenge. I think what they're going to be doing in this game is going to be looking at themselves inside. Because let's be honest, if you watch that game, if you've seen what happened as far as that game was concerned, as the Revolution did take the loss 42-38, they had to look at themselves. There were a lot of missed passes out on the football field. Some plays that you quite questionable. And then you also had three new wide receivers on this football team for the Texas Revolution as they are trying to get healthy moving into this part of the season. So the Texas Revolution now have got a lot of work to do as they move into the rest of the season. And let's go over some of the things that are going on in Champions Indoor Football. Let's talk with the standings. Let's go there right away, as the Texas Revolution were in second place before that game happened in San Angelo. The Dodge City Law, they went ahead last week, and they got a very good victory, a victory that they needed to do get in order to keep their lead going in this league, 69-45 over the Omaha Beef, who had won their first game the week before. So Dodge City is 6-1 on the season. The Wichita Force are 4-2 on the season, as they were on the bye last week, and they are in second place. Third place owns by the Texas Revolution, that are 4-3 on the season, and then the Bombers are 4-3 on the season as well. Still hanging around are two teams trying to make their way into the playoffs. That would be the Sioux City Bandits as well as the Amarillo Venom. They are both 3-3 on the season. And those two teams have only played six games compared to the seven games that were played by the Dodge City Law, the Texas Revolution, and the Bombers. They've played seven games, and the Wichita Force as well as the Bandits and Amarillo have only played six. So as the rest of the season is moving on, we got to keep watching for teams that have played one game less than the Texas Revolution. But as it stands right now, and this is according to the CIF, I question their placement in third place, as they took the Bombers loss. So I thought the Bombers should be in third place and the Texas Revolution in fourth place, with that record both sitting at 4-3. However, that's according to the CIF. That's what the standings are. So they're figuring out some other things as far as you know, stats and things like that that figure out who's in third and fourth. However, the standings are what they are. So some of the games that happened last week in the CIF, we just try to keep you up to date, and some of the games that happened. The Gladiators, I called this one from the get-go. The Duke City Gladiators are no joke, and I'm telling you right now, a lot of folks think that they are, and they need to change that thinking because this is a good football team. I saw them in their first game. It was against the Texas Revolution, and four of their first drives, they were sitting in the Texas Revolution red zone, okay? For their first five drives. They didn't get in because of the Texas Revolution defense, but if they got in two of those five times, I'm going to tell you right now, that could have been a different football game as far as the result and the score in the end of that game. Now, the Revolution may have still won, but that having been said, that's the situation with the Gladiators. They're a good football team. So, also, we talked about the Law getting the victory, 69-45. The Bandits went ahead and beat up on the Bombers, 79-56. So that was a big game as well just this past week. So as we look at the games this week, we know about your Texas Revolution. They are taking on those Bandits yet again. So the San Angelo Bandits this time. However, this week, Sioux City goes up against the Omaha Beef at same night here. That's going on tonight, so we'll keep track of that score as well. And the Wichita Force tomorrow will take on the Salina Bombers in Salina. The Dodge City Law are on the road to take on the Amarillo Venom. Now, the Gladiators play a team that are not in the CIF. I just want people to know they're playing a team called the Texas Stealth. And I'm going to try to figure out how we get who's going to win and who's not going to win and everything else as far as that's concerned. So just want to keep you up to date as far as that is concerned this week. So the Texas Revolution and the CIF got a lot of work to still do as they are sitting in, with seven games underneath their belts. They have five more to go, and this is a team that I think needs to finish out and win all their games for the rest of the season. And it's not going to be easy. Obviously, as the Bandits, they are a team that wants to go out, and they want to be a good football team as far as getting in to the playoffs or at least making, not into the playoffs. I don't think as far as their record is concerned they can make it, but they want to play for pride. They want to play for next year. They want to play for jobs next year as far as the San Angelo Bandits. So watch out for that. And the Revolution also have two games with the Amarillo Venom and then a game with those Duke City Gladiators. And I'm, like I said, this is not a gimme game against the Duke City Gladiators. So what we're going to do now is we're going to take a quick break here on the Couch Potato Sports Show, and when we come back, we'll have the head coach of your Texas Revolution. It's going to be Devin Wyman here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and your Texas Revolution Radio Network.
Stop in to the Boardroom Salon for Men this week and kick back and relax while you receive a great haircut and enjoy an ice-cold beer. Our professional team will make you look and feel your best, while the old-world ambiance will take you back to simpler times. Visit the Boardroom in Allen and click theboardroomsalon.com. Stop in, relax, look great. The Boardroom Salon, the ultimate relaxed grooming experience for men.
This is Sonny Clark, radio voice of your Texas Revolution, telling you to stop on by the Boardroom Salon for Men in Allen, located at Waters Creek at Montgomery Farms in Allen, Texas. Or give them a call at 972-649-6945.
Golden Corral versus Seafood Sticker Shock. At most seafood restaurants, the real catch is the price. Not Golden Corral, Seafood Spectacular. Dinner's just $11.99. New crispy fish tacos, endless jumbo shrimp, non-stop teriyaki glazed salmon, plus bone-in catfish and hand-breaded calamari. Looks like Golden Corral wins again. Golden Corral, the best buffet in the USA.
I have one customer said, if we know it's going to be difficult, we know it needs to be done fast, they're going to call Executive Press.
Here at Executive Press, we are a mid-sized commercial printing company. We help our clients market themselves through their printed collateral. We offer both offset and digital printing services, design services, and bulk mail services to our clients. Executive Press believes strongly in the idea of being a valued partner to our customers.
This is Sonny Clark, radio voice of your Texas Revolution, telling you to stop on by Executive Press, located at 1400 Presidential Drive, Suite 110, located in Richardson, Texas. Or give them a call at 214-217-7000 and tell them Sonny sent you.
When you dine out, you come to Cece's. And when you dine at home, you still come to Cece's. Picking up boxes bountiful in pizza, but never in price. Look who's got life figured out. Right now, carry out three medium pizzas for just $9.99.
And welcome back into the Couch Potato Sports Show and the pregame show of your Texas Revolution at home at the Allen Event Center, taking on the San Angelo Bandits, same team that we faced last week. I got online the head coach of the Texas Revolution, new head coach, first time we've had the opportunity to talk to him on air. It's Devin Wyman. How you doing, Devin?
I'm blessed. How's everything going today?
Doing good. Now, Devin, I wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, the adjustment. I mean, because we haven't had the opportunity at least to talk on air about the adjustment from going from defensive coordinator to head coach. Just basically from what I've seen, I don't think there was probably too much of an adjustment except for the fact that the coach was not here. So how was the adjustment period when you went from Wendell Davis to you going ahead taking the reins of the team?
I think the biggest adjustment is just the things that people don't see, not so much on the field, but, you know, just taking care of the in-house stuff and getting players in the right position where they kind of can be used in the best way. So with this opportunity that I've been given, it's a challenge and it's a blessing, and I'm always up for the challenge. That's why, you know, we've just been blessed to be a champion in life and on the field.
Definitely. Now, when you take a look at the 2015 season, where we're at right now, dropped the game in San Angelo. We talked on the way there. We talked on the way back, you know, trying to get some sleep at the same time. But you made the big statement that I think was huge, and I think you're absolutely right, because when you look at this league and you look at this football team at home, man, they're almost – right now they're unbeatable. They're undefeated at home. You got to win on the road, and that's a big, big thing in this league.
Most definitely, and that's something I discuss with my players, that, you know, from changing over to who we are now and under my leadership, is that we have to be very much more disciplined, paying attention to detail – to things on the road. You know, one of the things, not to take nothing from San Angelo, but we beat ourselves. We beat ourselves out there, and we didn't execute on certain plays. We had several plays where we didn't execute, and that's something you just can't have. And so we're going to clean it up, and I look forward to this game.
Yeah, this is, you know, kind of like a little revenge game, but you get at home, so, you know, you don't have the travel, so you're going to be well-rested walking into this game, and it's going to be the other way around. It's going to be the Bandits making their way up, you know, via the traveling. But in last week's game, we saw it a lot, and I don't know, so maybe this you can explain it to us. As myself, we've seen a lot of passes to the corner and a lot of players going over the side of the dasherboard. Did that concern you as we've seen it? Because the last count, as I watched the game, it happened six times in that game where our players went over the dasherboard. Is that a concern? Is that, what is the problem, and why is that happening, you think?
You know, it's something that had not ever happened, and that was the first time even for this season, and for my quarterback to lead the guys over the wall. And one thing I'll say, that starts with the head coach. That's on me to make sure that's cleaned up, where that doesn't happen like that, not another time. And so, but, you know, this is arena football. Sometimes those things can happen, but numbers of times like that, that's not going to happen anymore as long as I'm under the headship.
Yeah, we saw we were actually really worried about it, and I was just wondering if it was a communication problem with where the wide receivers were located when the ball was thrown, or compared to just the fact that the inconsistency of the ball being overthrown during that game.
Yeah, I mean, to be totally honest, the ball was overthrown, and my guys shouldn't have to go over the wall like that. And, you know, I had a chance to speak with my quarterback and, you know, really work on some things, some mechanics with him, you know, getting his feet set on his passes. You know, so like I say, it's details, it's the little things that blesses you to be a championship team. We can talk about it, but it has to be in your walk. It has to be in everything you do. And so it's just the little things we will clean up and be prepared for Friday night to go out here and dominate.
Definitely. Friday night at the Allen Event Center. Let's talk a little bit about your injuries, because we had a rash of injuries at the, you know, so we have wide receivers that are not used to either A, playing in this league, or B, playing on this team, or B, getting an opportunity to develop chemistry with the quarterback. What are the injury situation as of right now, folks? We're recording this on Tuesday, so there's only so much that coach may know up until game time, but what are you looking as far as injuries with some of your players out on the football field?
Well, as anybody know with football, when you lose a game, and especially a close game like that, everything hurts. Mm-hmm. So, but the most dramatic injury we suffered was losing Rashad Washington with torn Achilles. Besides him, I mean, just guys with knick-knack bruises, nothing serious. Guys just getting treatment, you know. At this time of the year is when, you know, you got to know if you're injured or you just got to... you just hurt, you know what I mean? So, no, we'd be fine. We'd be lining up and ready to go.
So, you know, we spoke a little bit about Gadin and his injury. Let people know so they don't just think I'm making something up. What's up with Ronald Gadin and where he stands on his injury?
Right now, his groin, and we're just putting him on IR to get, you know, get healthy and get himself together. You know, and something I think he dealt with for a while. And so I just went ahead and chose to just sit him down and let him get healthy.
You can get him ready to go. So as you're moving toward the, you know, there's five more games left to go in this season, seven games up underneath our belt, obviously looking toward the playoffs and where you're at, you're actually still sitting very pretty as far as, well, pretty, not pretty, you'd like to have that, at least that first home game. But as the season goes along, how does the rest of the season look for you as far as the schedule is concerned and what you think the opportunities for playoffs are concerned for your Texas Revolution?
Well, one thing my team, myself, was pretty excited about after that tough loss in San Angelo, that we had a short week to get right back at them. And that's just being honest, and because we saw the film and we see the things that we didn't execute. And so, and we're strong about protecting our own house. And, you know, we take baby steps. So first, number one is San Angelo. And I believe the following week, I think it may be Amarillo. But right now, our target is San Angelo. And that's one thing we do. We take it one step at a time, one game at a time. We don't overlook anyone. But our destiny is the championship to hold that trophy up at the end of the year.
I looked at this season, and I look at your coaching style, and we were talking a little bit on the way to San Angelo. You got a little bit of Bill Parcells in you, don't you?
Most definitely.
When you look at most your coaching style, and what do you think is the biggest trait that you picked up from Bill Parcells and you actually put it together out on the football field in what you're doing right now?
You know what? It starts, number one, Sonny, it starts with discipline. I mean, you can't have guys going out doing their own thing. One thing he was strong about was no prima donnas, you know? It's a team deal, and our team plays so much better when you know, guys are high-fiving and running around, offense or defense.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something I pointed out to them. You know, I don't mind you celebrating. Celebrate with one another. Don't be a showcase of about myself. And so I think that's one of the biggest things, because when you have that, you know, you have guys that are following and want to play on that same level. And so I think that's the biggest key of all.
Is that where I had the opportunity, you know, this year I'm making my way downstairs a little bit more during halftime and before the games and things of that sort. And what I've seen out there, and I've been talking about this all year, the fact that the players want to help each other more so. I mean, yeah, guys want to be out there to play. That's not fool anybody, but even the guys that are not playing are trying to help. It seems like they're all coaches out on the football field to try to help, and whether it's showing someone a certain move. When I went down there, I saw a guy, you know, say, this is how you might be able to try to get around him and things like that. These guys were coaching with each other as well, not talking at each other or criticizing. And that, I think that's got to come from you. Are they learning that from you, or are they bringing a little bit of that with them when they join this team?
Well, I tell you, I'm very humble and thankful for the group of guys I have, because I tell anyone, you know what, I've been blessed with a great group. These kids, you know, especially with today and the generation, the way a lot of kids are, I never take away, because being an athlete, it's one thing being confident, but then you're going to have a little bit of cockiness.
Yeah.
And, you know, I had a talk with probably my best DB on this team, with Frankie Solomon Jr. And, you know, here's this kid who has just a gift out there on that field, total gift. And I was just talking with him yesterday. I said, you know, he could be that guy that has a Deion Sanders, you know, attitude, that can say, hey, well, you know, I know I can do this and do that. And whether how people may look at him be cocky, but the kid is so humble.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you have players like that, that's not trying to separate themselves from the team, you know, what I've been blessed to bring to this team, it really helps. And so, you know, hey, I'm very thankful that those guys work with one another. And that's why I tell people we have a championship team. I don't say that to just say that. I literally mean that.
Right. And I look at this team, there's a lot of things, and a couple more questions, I'll let you go, Coach, because one of the things that I have found as far as the Texas Revolution from day one, this is a team that's not afraid to show their spirituality, and I think it was really cool. I want you to let people know what happened in practice last week. I want people to hear from you and your perspective about the practice that, you know, and I'm calling it the practice that might have saved the team. Never mind just the guys. Let people know what happened in practice, because it's a great story.
Well, after the whole emotional deal of Coach Window out and I'm coming in, and, you know, of course there would be changes. Anybody understand football, you know, coaches are bringing in their guys. And so we had so many different changes, and – and finally, you know, on Thursday, you know, we're in practice, and we had such a competitive, we compete one thing in practice. Wednesdays is officer days, Thursdays is and Thursdays are defensive days. Well, defense just gave the business to offense on Wednesday, and Thursday came around and the offense gave the business to the defense. And my spiritual leader is probably Roger Stewart, and he just was just so revved up and didn't want to quit practice, and none of the defense really, but he just broke out and really was pouring out his heart. And then, you know, Ronald Garden got up and he really began to express of how, you know, he was hurting literally, you know, his body, but then his mom being in Haiti and he hadn't seen her, and they wouldn't tell him how bad her sickness was. And then I had DeMario Dixon, another leader on my team, step up and share how he lost his mom. And then I had another player on our team, Griff, get up and share how he lost his mom. And, you know, before you knew it, it just hit the team so strong The hand of God just came down and really blessed us, and it came full circle to me where I was able to just pray with our players and tell them to open their eyes, because no matter how anybody want to feel, you know, I just simply share my players, you know, if you're tired of being broken, scarred, or wounded, you're not going to walk out those doors the same way you walked in. Right. You're going to walk out free. And if you'd like to give your life to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, let's do that right here. The whole team stood to their feet, and several guys came up, and we all prayed together. And I have three or four guys that I'm about to baptize. And so, you know, I know many people on the next level of the NFL, they don't want that. But you know what? At the end of the day, it's about, in the beginning of the day, hey, you know what? My life is about making sure these kids' lives is on the right path. I was a young man who never knew his dad, never knew his grandfather. I made a wrong choice growing up, coming out of high school, lost everything for selling drugs. And I was blessed with a second chance. And, you know, so many opportunities we get, but we're all looking for the truth to stay on the right path. Right. So I'm going to always stand up in a righteous standard for that. I believe strongly in my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and that's how I'm going to walk my life.
And you've done the same thing. You take a look at the situation. Your new offensive coordinator's had the bumps in the road as well. How is the situation with Terry Glenn joining? Because let's be honest, that could have been criticized up and down, and really, to be, you know, it really hasn't been. And I think that's wonderful. I think that goes to show the effectiveness of people understanding that people, if they get the opportunity to make a difference, they take that shot. Terry Glenn has done that as well as the new offensive coordinator for the Texas Revolution. How's that going? And let people know a little bit about Terry Glenn.
Well, you know what? First of all, me and Terry got drafted together in 1996 to the Patriots.
Yep.
And, you know, in Parkville, we'll never forget, we got drafted the first day we at the stadium. When they flew us in, he said, I've never had two rookies who like each other. So, our spirits just clicked a long time ago, and, you know, that's literally a brother to me. And that's how my players understand it. That's our walk in life. And, you know, it wasn't a coincidence that, you know, he came to Dallas, Parcells brought him here. The Dallas Desperados traded for me while I played arena ball. Yeah. We ended up back in Dallas with one another, man, and our families. We always knew one another. And, you know, everything he was going through at the time, I prayed and prayed and prayed. And my brother gave his life to Christ over a year ago. And, you know, so many things, he understands a lot of choices he made, you know, with going through and playing ball and drinking and whatever they had him in the newspaper for. But today, he's a new day. It's a new day, and he's a new man. And the players see it. They respect it. They honor it. Anybody can get an opportunity to change their life if you want it. You know, a lot of us, we try to fill that empty void, whether it's drinking, whether it's smoking, whether it's hanging out, whatever we're doing out of character. But he's found how to fill that void. He's a member of the Potter House North here in Frisco with Pastor Brady. He's a member of that church, and his kids is involved. And, you know, so, you know, I don't ever count anyone out, man. And that gave me much more joy. I know how much he loved the game, and we were already preparing to do some of our own things as far as with football. And so when, you know, the opportunity presented itself, he was already going to be the offensive coordinator. So, hey, it was something God already had in plan for us to go ahead and take over. So, actually, this week, Terry Glenn will be taking officially over the offense. We had, you know, Robert Kent go ahead and try to lead us out, you know, a couple games and let Terry get his feet wet and really understand the game. But now he's taking over, and we're going to be playing this game the way it should be played.
And I thought it was good how you eased him in, whether it was game one, he was watching. He was actually sitting a couple ways down, and I was watching him, and he was – he was definitely focused on what he had to do and how he had to do it in order to be successful. He was listening to people talking in his ears, and he even asked me a couple of questions, which told me that he was open to learn and he might be ready to rock and roll. So hopefully that will happen here on Friday, here tonight, as the Texas Revolution get ready to take on the San Angelo Bandits. Coach, like to thank you for your time, and we'll be getting with you, you know, on a weekly basis. Maybe not go as long as we did here. We'll just get quick updates about the team for the pregame shows and stuff like that. But look forward to speaking with you in the future, my friend.
Hey, Sonny, I appreciate you, the work you're doing and everything, your love for the game and just for our people, and may it be blessings upon everything you continue to do. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for taking some time. We'll talk about the game last week and the game upcoming here tonight here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and your Texas Revolution Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Holt McCallany. I'm an actor in films and television. I had to design a website, and I hired several different companies. I was never happy with any of the work that they did until I found Internet Marketing Images. They're very competitively priced, and they can handle all of your social media for you. So whether you're in sales or it's a corporate account or you're a celebrity that just doesn't have time to always manage all the social media, try Internet Marketing Images.
This is Sonny Clark telling you to stop on by Internet Marketing Images on the web at www.IMI.com or give them a call toll free 877-469-9322.
The Century 21 brand has become synonymous with one name, Mike Bowman. Honorably distinguished to remain the number one office in the world in closed transactions, not just once or twice, but an astounding 16 times. Discover for yourself how the dedicated team at Century 21 Mike Bowman can make your real estate transaction the best you will ever experience at c21bowman.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lee Ligon with Ligon Chiropractic and Wellness. I am a fourth-generation Texan, and I grew up right here in Dallas. I then went on to Parker College of Chiropractic and got my doctorate in chiropractic in 1997. I've worked on rock stars, on actors, on politicians, professional athletes, young gymnasts, all the way up to 300-pound linemen. If you've been suffering from any kind of pain, neck pain, back pain, anything like that, or have any questions, I invite you to come on down to my office, and let's sit down and talk about it. I offer a free consultation, and let's see if I can help you. Dr. Lee Ligon, Ligon Chiropractic and Wellness.
How would you like the opportunity to get your business in front of 1 billion people each month? I'm Fred with Fred Schatz Photo and Video, and I help business owners like you get your message out through YouTube. Statistics show that 1 billion unique visitors search YouTube each month, but if you don't have a video for your business or your service, then you won't be found. When you're ready to harness the power of YouTube, give us a call at Fred Schatz Photography and Video, and we'll help get you and your business in front of those billion people.
This is Sonny Clark, the radio voice of your Texas Revolution, telling you to stop on by Fred Schatz Photography, located on the web at www.fredschatz.com, or give them a call at 469-718-9749. That's 469-718-9749. And welcome back into the Couch Potato Sports Show and your coverage of Champions Indoor Football and your Texas Revolution, as your Revolution are sitting at 4-3 on the season, as the Revolution are trying to make an impact into this league. As we looked at this team and we've seen how they played, that game against Wichita was a statement game right here at home at the Allen Event Center. And then, just to be honest, and they'll be the first to admit it, so I don't feel bad about saying that, they laid an egg on the road against the San Angelo Bandits. And I was talking to the head coach of this football team, Devin Wyman. He, you know, as we were going down there, I was traveling with him, and he said that the same thing. You have to win on the road in this league. All you got to do is look at the law. They're winning on the road. They're sitting at 6-1 out on the season. He's absolutely right. You got to take care of your business at home, but you've got to go out and you've got to get some victories out on the road. So the Texas Revolution, with two games against the Venom on the road, that's something that they've got to take a look at definitely, as far as where they're going to be. They get San Angelo again out on the road as well. So
Those games, they're games that the Revolution have got to show up week in and week out. So let's take a look at the Texas Revolution and some of the stats that you've seen so far this season as far as the Texas Revolution. The Texas Revolution have scored 314 points compared to the opponent's 231. So they're averaging 44.9 points a game, and their opponents are only averaging 33 points a game. So that is huge. The Revolution, 117 first downs up on the season, as their opponents have scored 103 first downs. And most of that they get by passing. 66 first downs passing, as the opponents have given up 58. Rushing, 36 first downs compared to the opponents, 27. So penalty yards, they've gotten 15 first downs up via penalty. However, the opponents have gotten first downs 18 times. So that tells you a little bit about the Revolution and their penalty woes, although that has been going down. Rushing yards for the Texas Revolution, 487 yards, as the opponents have only gotten 299 yards against this Texas Revolution defense. So that is something that you can look out as well. But rushing is a big one. Passing for Kent, 1,176 yards passing. Other teams have passed 1,054 yards. So 113 for 193 for only three interceptions, folks. Only three interceptions. So that is huge as far as opponents are concerned. 102 for 212 with 12 interceptions. The Revolution have 12 interceptions on this season. That is a huge number, as Revolution averaging 6.1 per pass, and teams that they play against are averaging 5 yards. So per catch, the Revolution are, you know, kind of moving up and have a little bit of an advantage over most teams. So total offense for the Texas Revolution, 1,663 yards, while other teams have built up 1,353 yards for the Revolution. They've ran 330 plays for the season as well. Kickoff returns for the Revolution, 42 kickoff returns for 634 yards. Other teams, 48 kickoff returns, 758 yards. So as the Revolution, you know, they get the opportunity to return, and they got a couple of kickoff returns for the Texas Revolution as far as touchdowns as well. Penalties on the season, this is the big number that we were talking about. 79 penalties for 585 yards for your Texas Revolution, as other teams have gotten 56 penalties for only 401 yards. So big difference there as far as penalties are concerned as well. So time of possession, the Revolution usually carry the ball about 4 minutes more than most teams that they play against as well. So let's take a look at some of the touchdowns. 45 touchdowns on the season. The teams have only scored 30 touchdowns against the Revolution as far as the season is concerned. Red zone scoring, the Revolution score 75% of the time, as their opponents only score 68% of the time. As far as touchdowns are concerned, 72% of them are touchdown in the end zone, as other teams have only gotten into the end zone for touchdowns. That was for only half of those teams. So taking a look at it, the Revolution having a good season. Let's take a look at some of the individual stats, as Darius Fudge, seven games, 74 yards and 276 yards. He's also caught 11, So in reality, 276 yards and 8 touchdowns rushing. Jordan Brown, 18 for 101 yards, and he's got 2 touchdowns as well. Robert Kent has rushed in 3 of them as well, gaining 89 yards. And then Brett Reese and Derek Herman both have rushed in 1. So passing, we talked a little bit about it. A passer rating of 102.7 for Robert Kent. That's usually pretty good, but even that number is amongst the average of the year. It would have been better if he would have had a better game against the San Angelo Bandits last week. However, that being said, he is 112 for 192 yards, or I'm sorry, he's 112 of
192 pass attempts, 3 interceptions, 58%, again, 1197, 25 touchdown as far as passing are concerned. So that is a huge number for the Revolution as they move on. Brett Reese, he has been the team leader as he did not play against the Bandits. He's supposed to be in uniform here tonight as the Texas Revolution take on the Bandits yet again. 34 catches, 424 yards, 9 touchdowns for Brett Reese. Darius Fudge, he's also caught 16 passes for 154 yards and 3 touchdowns. And Rallo Godin, actually, 6 catches, six games, 14 catches, 143 yards, and 6 touchdowns. However, he is going to be done for the season. Also, on the defensive side of the ball, just to let you know, give you a quick injury update, it looks like Washington will be out for the rest of the year with an Achilles injury, so he will be done for the season, as well as Godin. He's going to be done for the season with a groin tear. So, also, let's take a look at interceptions for the Texas Revolution. Frankie Solomon has 4, Barry has 3, 2 for Robert Williams, and Jeff Willis with 1, and Philip Benning with 1 as well. Total of 12 on the season for the Texas Revolution as far as interceptions are concerned. Frankie Solomon Jr., 26 returns off a kickoff, 473 yards and 3 touchdowns for Frankie Solomon Jr. He's handling that job very well. Fumble recoveries for the Texas Revolution, 1 for Robert Williams and Roger Stewart for the fumble returns. So, and Roger Stewart got in for a touchdown for one of them. So that's just giving you an idea of what's going on for the Revolution and where they are as far as stats are concerned. But tonight, as I was looking at the game and listening to what people have said as far as the Revolution tonight being a revenge game, and I'm going to go back to what I said earlier in the show. I really honestly don't think that the Texas Revolution are looking for revenge against the Bandits. Let's just be honest. I think what they have to do, and I think what they are doing, is looking inside themselves. This was a game last week where the Texas Revolution had many, many opportunities to get the victory. Lots of plays that were miscommunications out on the football field. And, you know, coming off the interest, travel games are just horrible games in reality. But in reality, you still got to get the victory, especially in San Angelo and against a team that hadn't won a game all season. So the Texas Revolution give the San Angelo Bandits their first win of the season, but they come back here at the Allen Event Center in order to play them, who are the Bandits, who are now 1-5. But the week is a time for them to get healthy. There are a lot of players that have had some nicks and cuts and things like that and want to get back out on the football field, one of that being Brett Reese. Brett Reese says he will be in the game this week, so we'll be looking forward to having him at the wide receiver position for the Texas Revolution. But I'm not going to be able to rest any key players as well, as they want to come back. And some people say vengeance against the Bandits, and I, you know, but the Texas Revolution, they have to finish the season strong. There is no question in reality. As you take a look at the game last week, the Revolution went back a little bit to their you know, penalty ways, as they gave up 124 yards on 14 penalties, and one that actually was a personal foul on a change of possession because Coach Wyman, you know, scared the official. You know, that's what the quote was. But the simple fact of the matter is that the referees and the coaches out on the football field, they have certain places where they can be and things of that sort. So, but according to Coach Wyman, he said this week we got to take care of our business, not giving up any leverage or anything to anyone to take us out of the game. And he is absolutely right with the quote. The Revolution have to play their game. So taking them out of what they do and what they do best, the Texas Revolution have got to go out and they got to start immediately. It's sort of like the situation with the Bandits getting off to a start with the kickoff return. We'd love to see that for the Revolution going into there. Also, don't forget forget the offensive coordinator now is taking over the full helm, as he and Robert Kent were all set and ready to go. They were only 12 of 34 last week. However, Terry Glenn didn't call all the plays. So that's going to be the situation as they go into this week and get ready for the game. So the Revolution, they have to get back into their winning ways. They need to stay unbeaten at home by getting the win here tonight and controlling the clock, playing aggressive like they normally do, and maybe getting Darius Fudge back in there in the ground and pound as far as running the football and Jordan Brown. So what you're going to look for in this game tonight is the Revolution getting healthy, getting ready to fly around the ball defensively like they have used to being able to do. They love playing at home, and with the return of Lindy Holmes, that's going to be huge. Frankie Solomon Jr. And Cody Berry in the secondary looks to create some turnovers and get the offensive a chance to control the clock and control the game. So that's going to be huge as the game goes on here tonight at the Allen Event Center. So on the offensive line, things got to get better. We got to see a little bit more consistency from last week to this week. It's just a change as far as what Kent can do out on the football field. That means finding his receivers, not overthrowing his receivers, making sure that he has developed chemistry with certain players that are going to be on the field, whether it be because of injury or whether it be because they are guys that are going to be stepping in for the rest of the season. So the Revolution hopefully are looking to match their franchise best five games this week. Right? So the Revolution want to take control of their own playoff destiny as well, as they have to finish this lengthy part of the season as they have a bye next week, and then they're on the road to take on the Amarillo Venom. So the Texas Revolution, they have got a lot of work to do. They got to get healthy in the off week, and they got to get ready to go, and they have to finish strong. And frankly, I think they need to finish out with a win against the Bandits, as well as the win against the Amarillo Venom a couple of times. And there's just a lot of things that have to happen for the Texas Revolution if they are expected to be in the playoffs. We would love to see a home playoff game, so I think the Texas Revolution have to win out in order for that to happen. So we're going to see if that happens here as we move forward into our pregame show. It's now time for kickoff. So get ready, everybody, in the Allen Event Center. Get ready for everybody who's been listening. If you're listening this early, kickoff is at 7 o'clock on Friday night. We put it out early so people can hear it if that's what they want to do. So that's going to do it for me, Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports radio. We're out of here. When we come back, it's time for kickoff here at the Couch Potato Sports Show and your Texas Revolution Radio Network.